it's a trade that, for baseball reasons, makes all the sense in the world. I mean, the Cubs have a very well-constructed roster. They have the best record in baseball. They have a very good shot of going deep in the playoffs. But it's been clear for a while now that perhaps one hole they could plug is there in the bullpen. And although incumbent closer Hector Rondon has been very good, getting an elite shutdown closer like Worlds Chapman allows the Cubs to bump everyone else forward. And it kind of has a trickle-down effect of strongly improving the bullpen across the board. So from a purely baseball perspective, makes all the sense in the world. But these things aren't viewed in isolation like that. And so I think a lot of fans had trouble reconciling the fact of wanting to see the Cubs win it all, of course. We've been wanting that for a very long time. But then feeling like we want to see it happen in a certain way. And so I know that for some fans, Chapman is not a player that they necessarily wanted to see be the guy holding the ball when it all happens. And so it's mixed feelings. And then it's also, you try to be a person who can say, okay, is this a situation where we can say, okay, someone deserves a second chance, or is it not? And so we've all just kind of been trying to work through that.
And, you know, there have been several Chicago sports reporters, including the Score's Julie DeCaro and ESPN's Sarah Spain, who have been very critical of the trade. And I can guess you can understand where they're coming from as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where I think the right position is to not tell anyone else how to feel about it. Because it's the domestic violence suspension and the description of the incident of what happened last October is so troubling and serious that I don't think anyone wants to make light of it and tell anyone else that they shouldn't be feeling whatever feelings they are about it. And at the same time, I think people on the other side who say, look, he's not been in trouble since that. He didn't necessarily have a domestic violence past before that. He served a suspension. Maybe this is a guy who deserves a second chance. I can't really argue with anyone who wants to make that argument either. So it's a rare time when I just think the right position is to not necessarily tell anyone else what they should feel about it.
And how did you feel about how team president Theo Epstein and other Cubs officials addressed concerns over domestic violence?
Well, the one thing I did appreciate is that before they completed the trade, they asked to speak to Aroldis Chapman, getting permission through the league. That's not typically done. Chapman himself issued a statement for the first time sort of apologizing for the incident. Again, that's not really something you see from a player who is being traded for. You know, it's not like he had any say in being traded. So for him to take that step was, I think, at least mildly encouraging. And I think the Cubs, including the front office, including Theo Epstein's comments there, they probably did the best they could in sort of rolling this out after the decision was made to make the trade. I mean, I think that's where the debate occurs. But in terms of how they've handled it since, probably handling it about as well as you can.
On the field, Chapman made his Cubs debut on Wednesday night, pitching a 1-2-3 ninth inning in a non-save situation for the Cubs. How did you feel watching Chapman make his debut for the Cubs?
Well, I think it was in some ways, I think it was less intense because it was a non-save situation and because Cubs bats have just exploded. Finally, they've been kind of going through an offensive slump, and they hit these three home runs to make it a laugher. And so the intensity was ratcheted down, and it's just interesting to observe how the crowd reacted. And obviously, they were very excited. He's lighting up the scoreboard at 102, 103 miles per hour, and doing the things that have made him a uniquely freakish baseball player. And so I think that's about the best that you can really hope for, is that he does the job he was brought in to do and keeps helping the Cubs win games. And then we kind of sort out our feelings otherwise as best we can.